As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, February the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. And again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan. Thank you so very much for broadcasting. Become vocal local. To your local listening audiences, our calling number remains throughout the broadcast and is posted on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Buster, bluster, luster, and sleight of hand. Iran's guided missiles cruising the Persian Gulf now. Well, we'll talk about that in the news this morning. History of law, we're going to go back into property, discuss that in a little bit more detail than we have in the last few days. Lots of news coming down the pike over the week, and we had a guest on Wednesday, kind of disrupted our teaching series, but we're going to go back into that today. Let's go to that market report for Friday morning, February the 19th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago, gold was trading at $1,111 even. That's unusual. I haven't seen that number in a while, 11100. Well, it's up $2.90 in early trading. Silver up 22 cents, trades at $16.05 an ounce. Platinum, 1511, more 11s in the news this morning. Trading flat at 1511 in early trading, and palladium at 433, up $4. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, a relatively narrow trading band, about 14 bucks. The low is at $1,099.40. The high was $1,113.90 in the spot market. And at $1,111, you're looking at $137.60 return on your investment so far, year to year, for a 14.14% gain. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, we reported about them yesterday. You can go back and listen to the archive, find out who these boys are that set these prices, these price fixers. The London Gold Fix yesterday. Yes, we talked about it. Today, this morning, they set the price at $1,107 even. We're $4 above that now. The SPDR gold shares, the big trust out there, that exchange-traded gold fund, is holding 1,109.42 tons of gold for a value of $39.8 billion. They're definitely a spider on the web. We'll be right back. Much more to come. Another break, another day.
A the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, February the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, our call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly always welcome. Let's go back into our market report and close that out for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $2.90 at $1,111 even. Silver was up 22 cents at $16.05. Platinum at $1,511 an ounce, flat on the early trade. Palladium moves up $4 at $433 an ounce again. The London Gold Fix was set at $1,107. We're $4 above that. The Dow yesterday closed up 84 at 10,393. The NASDAQ was up 15 at 2,242. And the S&P was up 7 at 1,107. The crude oil this morning down 23 cents, trades at 78.83 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. And the U.S. dollar index, the USDX, up 15 basis points, trading at 81.09 on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. Foreign exchange rates this morning, the Forex, the Canadian dollar, down 22 basis points, yet trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 17 basis points, still steady at 8 cents U.S. You've got to do a lot of mathematics to get into that 8 cents, folks. We're talking about many points after the decimal here, but these are these little basis point moves that we talk about. The euro up 4 basis points, still trades at $1.35. The British pound down 76 basis points, trades at $1.54 U.S., and the Swiss franc down 2 basis points at 92 cents. The bond market this morning is noticing a little change here now as Benjamin Bernanke made his announcement yesterday. But the two-year bond, 0.92%. It's the yield on those treasuries, the two-year. The 10-year is at 3.79. The 30-year yield is 4.73%. In the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.66% a month ago to 4.38% this morning. And the 30-year moves down from 5.15% to 5.13%. Well, that's the market report for this day and this week. Just about enough of that stuff. You know, all day yesterday we heard during the broadcast, and I didn't know about it until after the broadcast was over. That's one of the unfortunate things about being a morning broadcaster, morning drive time. Once you come on, you're pretty much locked out. You can't be finding new news during the broadcast. At least I'm not that savvy. But anyway, it was really a sad story to hear about this man, Joe Stack, coming to the end of his rope and the end of his patience, finally had enough, finally decided to do something. I'll take my hat off to him for that, regardless of the consequences. Sometimes choices do have consequences, and when we've had just about enough, sometimes we need to step up and take action. And for that, I won't forget Joe Stack. Of course, some lament about damage to the building, maybe injuries to other people. Choices do have consequences. If you choose to work for the Internal Revenue Service or the Federal Bureau of Investigation or the U.S. Treasury or the Federal Reserve Banking System or Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase, your choices have consequences. You go to bed with the beast, don't expect to wake up unraped in the morning. So that's about all I'm going to say about it. Think carefully. Plan your work carefully. But these are the kinds of things that change societies. These are the kind of things that change history. The shot heard around the world. Yeah, that's about all I'm going to say about it on that issue. But he's definitely in my mind this morning, and he was on my mind most of the evening, yesterday evening, and I certainly went to bed thinking about his situation. Here's another situation, something that I reported on yesterday. We had all of these meetings with all of these very important people, these VIPs, if you will. Juan Carlos visiting and meeting with Barry the Usurper, having lunch. King of Spain, one of the master blasters. Javier Solana wouldn't have been a more important luncheon date. And there was nothing in the news about it. What I did find is that Barry the Usurper whisked off into the jets. Air Force One went off to Colorado. He's going to be down in Nevada as well. Let's talk about that just a little bit. But again, this is this kind of, as I said in the beginning, buster, bluster, luster, and sleight of hand. The real news was happening behind the scenes. This other news is coming in the front of the scene. Everybody's, this is a sleight of hand. Don't watch what my left hand's doing, watch what my right hand's doing, right? By Barry the Usurper emphasizing his administration's actions on the economy during a two-state, western state swing that comes as he's trying to bolster, there's another one, bolster, buster, bluster, and luster, as he tries to bolster the chances of Democrats in November's elections. Now, there was a press briefing yesterday where Gibbs was talking and answering questions that hopefully quelled the media's fears that Barry the Usurper, at a time of financial upheaval, is out tootling around using Air Force One and all of the fighters that accompany it and all the ground crews and all the rest of that and the limousines and all of that nonsense to get around to stump and campaign when we have much more important things happening. And so Mr. Gibbs said that the Democratic National Committee was going to pick up some of or all of the tab for that. Well, that's to be determined. We'll find out later. But again, he's off and about, stumping and campaigning, this time for the midterm elections. Let's find out more about it. The president, some say that, this Arthur, Kate Anderson Brower, writing for Bloomberg, can say that. I don't use that appellation with this man. But anyway, Barry the Usurper plans to announce today in Las Vegas $1.5 billion in funding for housing finance agencies in states where the average prices for homes have fallen more than 20% from their peak, according to administration fact sheets. Now, this will be a talking point. But he's talking about $1.5 billion in funding for housing finance agencies. Where's that money going to come from, Barry? Out of my pocket? You scumball. That's a great reason right there not to vote for these people. The funds from money earmarked for housing in the Troubled Asset Relief Program, well, there's your funding source, robbing from Peter to pay Paul, right? Doesn't learn anything, stuck on stupid. Will be provided for state programs such as those to assist unemployed homeowners and mortgage holders who owe more than their houses are worth, the facts sheet says. Kind of like reading yesterday the Ten Commandments, the Ten Questions from the U.S. Census. Why do we have to answer these questions? Why? So that we can get a share of a $480 billion splurge, right? So that we can employ these census workers as they walk around and harass the neighborhood using tax dollars, ostensibly, money loaned into existence at interest. Well, we'll pick it up right there and talk a little bit more about Obama on the stump, and we'll go on to other issues.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Returned once again, and so the first stop on his two Western state swing, brother, the Kings of Swing. How about the Kings of Spin? Anyway, he stops off in Denver at a fundraiser, and he goes along this line. This was a fundraiser last night for Senator Michael Bennett. Obama told party members that the stimulus legislation supported by the Democratic lawmakers in the House and the Senate helped to avert an economic calamity, and that they have to keep fighting to break a partisan deadlock in Washington. Left, right, lockstep. Unbelievable. Here's a quote. "We do not quit," the usurper told a crowd of about 2,700 people. That's not very many, but more than a couple, bigger house than I've ever drawn, told a crowd of about 2,700 people at the event in Denver's Fillmore Auditorium. I can think of the Fillmore. Remember the Fillmore East? One of my favorite albums. The Allman Brothers Band at Fillmore East. Anybody ever heard that album? Got it in my collection. I love to listen to that. Statesboro Blues, Memory of Elizabeth Reed, Whipping Post. Those were the days. Anyway, we don't quit. People paid $25 to $100 a person to get into this event. But here's a quote. "We're going to do everything in our power to keep turning this economy around and around and around and around and around. We're going to do everything in your power. Keep turning this economy around." No restoration involved here. Just keep turning it around. It's called the spin. Las Vegas events. After the Bennett event and a separate fundraising dinner on behalf of the Democratic National Committee. There you go, folks. These are corporations. You're going to get involved. You're just going to stand by and do nothing. Some people are willing to blow up their house and blow themselves up in an airplane to make a statement. What have you done lately? What have you done lately? Man, I just can't get that guy out of my mind. Joe Stack, this broadcast is to you, buddy. After the Bennett event and a separate fundraising dinner on behalf of the Democratic National Committee, Obama flew to Las Vegas where he's scheduled to hold a town hall. Yeah, you bet. And speak before the city's Chamber of Commerce today. He'll be joined at both events by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Like Bennett, Reid will face voters in November's congressional elections. The usurper won Colorado and Nevada in the 2008 election, raising Democratic expectations of further gains in western states. I guess that's why they still call it the Left Coast. Still, with voter anger building over the state of the economy and federal debt, the Senate races in both states this year are rated as toss-ups by the nonpartisan Cook Political Report. While Colorado's unemployment rate of 7.5% is lower than the national average of 9.7%, I thought it was 10.2 or 10.4, maybe 16% or 22%. Nevada, the article continues, has been hit hard by the recession. Nevada's jobless rate is 13%. Let's see, they got an unemployment rate of 7.5%, but there's 13% that are jobless. Isn't that just about synonymous? You're unemployed, you don't have a job. About the same thing, isn't it? Well, almost. 7.5% are on the teat. 13% have either given up, quit looking. Nevada has been especially hit hard by the housing crisis. Vegas had the nation's highest rate of home foreclosures last year, and home values there have fallen 56% since their 2006 peak. Well, is more of that. Bennett, 46 was the Denver Public School Superintendent before being appointed by Colorado Governor Bill Ritter to replace Salazar, so on and so forth. He's a heck of a public servant, this is the quote, but he's new to politics, Obama said of Bennett. He's running for election in a tough political climate, the president said. Republican Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton leads Bennett by 14 points, blah, blah, blah. Campaign cash. Bennett raised $4.8 million and still has $3.5 million in his campaign coffers, according to the OpenSecrets.org, which compiles campaign filings, and it goes on and on. So there's more out there. They're struggling. They're looking at November. They're counting their noses, stacking up the cash. Will they succeed? Will they break this majority-minority, this partisan deadlock? It's going to be up to us, folks. It's going to be up to you. It's going to be up to me to determine the outcome of this election in a large measure. And especially locally, we need to take advantage of this opportunity and gain some ground in our voting precincts, in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states. 2012 is going to be a defining moment in American history. Either choose to get involved in it or just stand by. Get out of my way. Ali Sheikh Holaslami, talked about this salami sandwich several times here, writes this for Bloomberg. Iran launches its first domestically made missile destroyer. Iran is putting to service the country's first domestically produced guided missile destroyer, said it's titled the Jamaran. The Jamaran. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei launched the 94-meter, 308-foot, 1,400-ton vessel at a site in the Persian Gulf, state-run Press TV said today. I'd say things are ratcheting up a little bit there in that pond, that puddle. Dubai in the news one day. Missile frigates coming in. The next. Iran's success in developing the ship shows the country is technologically self-sufficient. Self-sufficient. Though it is under international sanctions, the state-run broadcaster said, all research, design, and production of the ship took place in Iran, where the project benefited from the work of 120 universities and research institutes, according to state television. Sounds like 1913 all over again, doesn't it? The American workers flooding into the cities from the farming communities. Everybody bending their heads over paper and pencil, working in the factories and in the mines, arming for war. Barry, the usurper, is accelerating the deployment of new defenses against possible Iranian missile attacks in the Persian Gulf. And nobody talks about Juan Carlos, King of Jerusalem, Order of the Golden Fleece, meeting and having lunch with Barry the Usurper before he flies off to stump for his pals. Again, the usurper is accelerating the deployment of new defenses against possible Iranian missile attacks in the Persian Gulf, the New York Times reported January the 31st, citing administration and military officials. Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Bahrain, where the U.S. Navy has its regional base, agreed to host the systems, the Times said. The new Iranian destroyer's maximum speed is 30 knots and it can carry a crew of 140. It has anti-ship and surface-to-air missiles, torpedoes, naval cannons, and a helipad, the channel said. More ships in the Jamaran class are under construction, Press TV cited Iran's Navy as saying. Iran is under three sets of U.N. sanctions for refusing to scale back its nuclear program, blah, blah, blah. Hillary Clinton in the mix as well. Of course, yesterday we reported on the IMF gold sales. Lots of claptrap flighting all over the place in regards to that. But, of course, sometimes we have to look deeper for sanity. There's an article written by Jeff Nielsen that I'll share in a moment after this break. More on the IMF gold propaganda, he writes, February the 18th. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Much more on today's broadcast. Stay with us.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again and more of this IMF gold propaganda. You know, I want to just cover a little bit of this article, largely because this writer at this time is in the same mental space and place that I am. This is written yesterday by Jeff Nielsen, posted February the 18th, 2010 on the website BullionBullsCanada.com. He writes this: upon awakening this morning, this would be yesterday, the first thing I heard when I turned on the BNN was brief mention that the IMF was reannouncing the sale of the second half of the same gold sale, which had already been announced on a half a dozen occasions over a period of a year and a half. And that was exactly what was going through my mind yesterday. I agree with him on that. Recognizing immediately that this was simply more of the same IMF propaganda or public relations, I went to where I always go when I'm looking for the latest gold propaganda, Kitco. Jeff and I are definitely walking in the same sandals this morning. That's right, the latest gold propaganda. I go right to Kitco first thing in the morning and then Bloomberg. How can I get more propaganda than that? I tell you 100 times, folks, be very careful. You get involved in these marketplaces. I'm not here to encourage you to buy or sell, just to pay attention. This is the no-spin zone when it comes to financial news. All I hope to do is be able to keep my finger on the pulse and keep the stethoscope close to the chest of the body politic. They say economy, the economics rule the world. Well, we certainly need to pay attention to it. And sure enough, back to the article here, staring me in the face at the top of the page was the headline, Gold Steadies as Traders Digest IMF Gold Sales News. I see that sort of stuff so much. Trying to emulate it a little bit the way I start the broadcast myself. Buster, bluster, luster, and sleight of hand. I ride guided missiles, cruise the Persian Gulf. One of these days I'll maybe be a fancy writer. Maybe they'll offer me a job in the public propaganda mill. This is simply too hilarious, Jeff writes. Since there is absolutely zero news to digest, the IMF is not selling this gold today. In fact, it did not announce the sale of 1 ounce of gold. All it did was to repeat information which the market has been in possession of for 6 months. It still has a little less than 200 tons of gold to sell. It is still ready and willing to sell most or all of it to central banks. Most importantly, and parenthetically, what was somehow forgotten in the Kitco propaganda, quote, was that the IMF has 5 years to sell this measly 191 tons. And it is a measly 191 tons, even though it adds up to a couple of shekels. Again, the SPDR gold shares this morning, ostensibly holding in their warehouses in England, 1,109.42 ton. Of gold, valued somewhere in the neighborhood of $40 billion. Continuing from the article that Jeff has written here, supposedly the world's gold traders are all trembling in fear today, fear of the fact that there might actually be some real gold to buy, as opposed to the paper gold, which the banksters are flogging with their so-called bullion ETFs, SPDR gold shares, and others. For all the amnesiacs who populate our markets, let me recap the actual facts here. Last September, it was announced that the IMF sale of 400 tons of gold would be part of the next 5 year central bank gold sales agreement, despite the fact that the IMF is not a central bank. The reason why the anti-gold cabal was insistent about the IMF gold sale being included in a gold agreement is because the sales of gold from Western central banks has virtually ended, and one might ask, is there any gold in the Western central banks? Well, it goes on. It's a rather interesting article. I'm going to go to the end of it, though. There's other things I want to talk about today. He continues and he says, my expectation is that we will see something of a gold stalemate over the next several months. No IMF gold will be sold at all, since every ounce that is sold reduces the propaganda value of the IMF's dwindling tonnage. In other words, when they got no more to sell, they got nothing more to say, right? So there's no incentive for them to sell anything. And this author doesn't think they will. The central banks will be forced to remain silent. And every 2 to 3 months, the IMF will reannounce the sale of the second half of its gold again and again and again, while actually selling nothing. It's kind of like finding the number two man of Al-Qaeda over and over and over again. The author continues and he says, given the fact that original IMF propaganda campaign successfully duped market sheep over and over, there's no reason to expect these zombies to be any more insightful than they were before. This sets the stage for the following scenario, which, as Yogi Berra liked to say, not Yogi Bear, but Yogi Berra, it'll be deja vu all over again. Gold bulls will have to endure several more IMF reannouncements before the world is surprised, unexpectedly said, experts say, before the world is surprised with the final announcement that all the remaining gold has been sucked up by central banks, with not 1 ounce available for private investors. Naturally, this will launch the gold market in the same manner that the original surprise of India's gold purchase did. The message for knowledgeable gold investors is clear. The banksters are doing their best to keep this window for buying cheap gold open, but a little longer. Get it while you can. And I say, you're here to that. Jeff Nielsen's right on the money. every penny, every drop, every ounce, every flake, every gram of gold that can be taken away from the gangster banksters and put into the hands of the people, we the sheeple, every little scrap of silver, every copper. It just takes more and more and more away from them and puts it into a greater number of hands. It's very difficult to come out and influence marketplaces when your pockets are turned inside out. Unfortunately, today for us, we have our pockets largely turned inside out, and it's time to turn the tables. Let's go back to the concept of property. Talk about something other than news for the balance of the day. We talked about property as a relationship, the concept of property, just kind of starting out here. We're going back to a little bit of law as it was taught in 1971. So many of the gangsters, so many of the neocons were educated at this time period through the 60s and into the early 70s, and then they went off and got their jobs and started their political and economic and financial careers. So perhaps some of this information will be fundamental, foundational information that you can use, and I hope you can, to understand what might be in the mind, the mindset behind some of the master blasters. Of course, there are lots of bright young stars coming out today. But again, this concept of property out of DeLavoe and Howard's 1971 Prentice Hall Principles of Business Law. All aspects of life are concerned with and affected by property. One of the more powerful motivating forces in our society is the desire of people to acquire, use, and dispose of property. Property is the reason for and the subject matter of economic activity. Property is a measure of wealth and success. It is the substance of business transactions. It's inescapable. You can pretend that it doesn't exist. You can ignore it, you can be without it, you can be with it, but it's there. And the Uniform Commercial Code focuses upon that. The Lex Mercatoria, the law merchant, focuses upon property in all of its various costumes. So it helps to know something about it. Where we closed out yesterday, we'll begin today. If a person has a totality of all the relationships regarding the land, he has complete ownership of property. And again, we need to understand that there's more to property than just land and things. But let's just take it from the standpoint where we're talking about land as property. He may, however, from time to time have fewer than all the relationships or interest in land. Keep that in mind as you think about your own possessions. You can, from time to time, have fewer than all of the relationships or interest in land. When he leases the land or grants an easement over, above, or below the land, or dedicates portions to the city for streets, he diminishes his legal relationships. Likewise, a person may have his relationships reduced by government through its exercise of the police power by way of zoning or its power of eminent domain or of taxation. And we could break that little intro down into pieces and invest days and days studying all of the ways that this has been rolled out over the last 40 years. Folks, we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
You owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms, one show at a time.
We returned once again, and so many of you might recall the Remington statues that you can find scattered around about Washington, D.C. and other capitals. But so many times we are visited with this recurring theme from Rome of the fascia bundle. Fascia bundle. You've seen that bundle of sticks, look at a dime. A couple of those on the back of the dime. But look very carefully whenever you see these fascia bundles. So often you'll find that there's an axe hidden in the center. With that in mind, a person's interest in land and in things can be said to consist of a bundle of rights. 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 Your rights. Your rights and corresponding duties all bundled up together, right? So many sticks of straw bundled together become a whip, and they have strength, whereas a single straw will just break even in the wind. And there's much to be said for all of that. And that axe hidden in there, but your rights are all bundled up. They're all tied up in string. They're all tied up. They're bound inseparably to the power, the force of government, the axe within. Again, a person's interests in land, title, rights, and interest. So important to understand those three. A person's interests in land and in things can be said to consist of a bundle of rights. He may have all of the elements of the bundles, or some may be vested in others. Just how few relationships one may have and still have property cannot be definitely ascertained. At what point in all of this bundling and rebundling and parceling and reparceling of the title rights and interest in land. At what point does your relationship with the land become impossible to ascertain? If a court gives a judgment in favor of the particular relationships asserted, then it may be said that, quote, a property interest exists. A property interest. As we have seen, the term, quote unquote, property connotes a multiplicity of rights, duties, powers, and immunities. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and in the Constitution, life, liberty, and property. Harkening back to John Locke, Lockean philosophy. As we have seen, the term property connotes a multiplicity of rights, duties, powers, and immunities. The term may include all or some of the relationships. One may have or create all of these elements in another. Or one may have or be endowed with a very limited number of these elements and still have a property interest. Thus, a person in possession of illegal goods, as against the state, may have no property. However, he may have a property interest as against third persons. Again, we're reading law, just as it's taught to young legal beagles. Even though a statute makes ownership and possession of a slot machine illegal, quote, there yet exist certain rights, privileges, they say sic, privileges, rights, privileges, in the individual who may possess such a contraband article as against anyone other than the state. You can have a slot machine, although it's illegal. You can have an ounce of heroin, though it's illegal. And your rights between you and the state are highly compromised by law. But you're right as to whether your neighbor broke into your house and stole your slot machine or your ounce of heroin exist. The owner, and then they say sick, person in possession. So on one hand, they're qualifying rights to be privileges. In this case, the owner is a person in possession. The owner or the person in possession at least has the privilege of destroying the machine. He also has the right to surrender it to the authorities. It is true his right to the possession of the slot machine is by law very limited. Nevertheless, he has certain claims and powers not possessed by any other, which invest in him something real and tangible. Kick back in the old lazy boy and bring up your feet and think about your property. Your house, your land, your automobiles, your horses, your cattle, your tractors, fence posts. You a person in possession? Do you have certain rights that the state consider to be privileges? You have the privilege of blowing up your house and flying your airplane into an Internal Revenue Service office window. Although privileges and possession are viewed differently between the state, the individual, and others, but it does certainly invest in you something real and tangible to have the key to the switch on your aircraft, doesn't it? There are no property rights innate in objects themselves. In other words, you walk around that aircraft, there are no rights innate in the aircraft. It's a thing. It's just a thing, man. Walk around my 61 Chevy and it's a beautiful thing, but it doesn't have any rights inherent in itself. There are no rights until you bring in the human component. There are no rights, no property rights innate in objects themselves. Such rights as there are in certain persons as against others, with respect to the particular object in question. Since property or title is a complex bundle of rights, duties, powers, and immunities, the taking away of some or a great many of these elements does not entirely destroy the property. You decide to heat your home with natural gas, and you invest in the equipment, hire the plumber, or do it yourself, and then you have to contact the natural gas company, get their blessing and their sign off, and they come in, and they want to hang a meter on the side of your house and dig a line over from their main and pipe gasoline to your meter and then provide a connection to your central heat and air unit. When you enter into that agreement, an easement oftentimes is a requisite part of that deal. They'll want to have an easement centered on their pipe, 5 feet in width, maybe 10 feet in width, by which they have an easement right to enter in and on upon your property for the purpose of reading the meter, replacing the meter, digging up, repairing, and replacing the line, the pipeline, etc. You give up a little bit of your property. You encumber your property with an easement. The same can be said for electric service. You go in and want to have electricity in your name on a specific piece of property, and they give you this form. There's an easement here. They want to have an easement on your property. They want to be able to surveil your property 24 hours a day. They want to be able to monitor your use through the use of their turtle meter and other network interface equipment. And you blindly and bluntly sign that easement without perhaps reading it and understanding what it is to be on the grid, to be part of the network, part of the matrix. You give up a little bit in the exchange. Some of those bundles of rights, privileges and duties, immunities. The right to be free from unreasonable noise of low-flying planes in Austin, Texas as they collide with the Internal Revenue Service building. And the privilege of quiet use and enjoyment of land are forms of property. See, flying that aircraft into someone else's building was an abuse of the private property rights and privileges and expectations and immunities that the owners of that building enjoy. It's an infringement upon the insurance company that insured it. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't have terrorist insurance. Well, we'll be back on the top after this top of the hour break with much more to come in the second hour. We're going to continue along this line, the concept of property, what it is, what it isn't, your rights and immunities. Stay with us.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The home of cutting edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, February the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, again and indeed, in fact, my name is and will remain William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day and in each and every hour of the broadcast. In the first hour, we talked about news and finances a little bit, not nearly as much as we did yesterday, but basically exhausted the whole day on news yesterday. Today, we're back into property, looking at the concept of property a little bit more closely, where we found that the right to be free from unreasonable noise of low-flying planes and the privilege of quiet use and enjoyment of land are forms of property. It's that relationship that you have with your land as well. Maybe you're out washing your automobile in the driveway. You live in a subdivision of homes. And you got the stereo cranked. Nice hot day. In your shorts, your cutoffs. Washing the car. You got the stereo cranked. Maybe it's in your house, your apartment. Maybe it's in the automobile. And you can hear the stereo for blocks. You're just having a good time, man. It's a beautiful day. Having a good time. But do you ever stop to think that perhaps your next door neighbors aren't enjoying your music? Maybe that they have not only a right, but a privilege and immunity, the quiet use and enjoyment of their own land. It's our rights. Our rights end where the rights of someone else begins if we rightly understand what it is, property and freedom. Freedom being 100% control over your property, 100% of the time, but 0% control over someone else's property, 0% of the time. In other words, your rights end where the rights of someone else begins. It takes a certain amount of common sense so that we can live in freedom and that we do not have to suffer under continued liberty. That dog collar ever present around the throat of freedom to compensate for the inequity, the inequalities of human development, if you will. Capacity building. When people haven't been given a good upbringing, they don't understand these basic, fundamental, basic principles, then what do you expect? Of course we're going to have more and more law. More and more rules, more and more restrictions, more and more babysitters, more and more of a police state. Responsibility and accountability. Yes, you're responsible to understand these basic fundamental principles. And if your neighbors don't hold you to account, then law will. Law being simply a desire for an ordered society, order ob kale, government. Property in a thing consists not merely in its ownership and possession, but in the right of its use, enjoyment, and disposal. You have a right to its use, its enjoyment, and its disposal without having others interfering in your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness. But all that's becoming a thing of the past. Our educational system has let us down in this country intentionally. World Council of Churches, these 501c3 harlot daughters of the Vatican, have let us down, let the people down. No longer teach morals and ethics. We no longer raise people up correctly. So, we get the government we deserve, right?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Friday, February the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, joined as we are by Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis, and Jordan, Minnesota, all of our AM and FM and micro broadcasting affiliates. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local, and to all of those out there in terrestrial radio, thank you for tuning in this morning. Tell your friends, let them know that they've got something else to listen to, both on the internet and on regular radio, besides the Monsanto Report and Bubba the Love Sponge. There is a time and a place to bring reason to the table and certainly advance a little bit of common sense, and I hope to do that each and every day. Our call-in number throughout the broadcast is always 866-841-1065. Your calls, your comments, your questions are certainly welcome. We're talking about property here in the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. looking at the concept of property, going into some of the details, referring to Dillaboe and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, published back in 1971. And I can't for the life of me understand why these authors put this very important section of their legal course, their law course in business law, towards the end of the volume. Certainly one would think that you would begin with a right understanding of property, life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. But they didn't. This section is about 990 pages into this 1,189-page textbook. It certainly shows you where they placed this idea, this concept of property, as we implement all across the United States of America at this time period, back in 1970. The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, where number one is the abolition of private property. Certainly, we want to relegate property to the back of the book, eh? And they did. But we don't. Not on this broadcast. Property in a thing, again, consists not merely in its ownership and possession, but in the right of its use, its enjoyment, and its disposal. The change of the grade of a street, which lessens the enjoyment of an easement of ingress and egress by abutting property owners, is the taking of property. A change in the grade of the street. Hey, I bought this property. When I bought this property, the road ran by here level. I was able to put a driveway anywhere along here. My customers could come and go as they felt. I graveled the whole front area here in front of my business. And now you're coming in and you're cutting this road down, or you're making it so high that my customers can't access my business. That's a taking, just as if they were using eminent domain against you. Realigning the street, putting up barriers, curbs, whatever. All of these things are, in a sense, a taking. The authors continue, and they say, but placing a dividing strip in the center of a street has been held not to be a taking of property. So if your customers have to drive down two blocks, or if you yourself have to drive down two blocks to find a turning lane and then come back up again to get into your property, that doesn't constitute a turning or a taking in law. He said, all depends on perspective, doesn't it? Point of view. Injunctive relief has been granted to restrain the chemical seeding of clouds. So I'd throw that out there this morning. Injunctive relief has been granted to restrain the chemical seeding of clouds, because such seeding dissipated and scattered the clouds, preventing rain. Such conduct is an interference with a property right, namely the right to a possibility that it may rain. And if you want the case law on that one, we could go there. Southwest Weather Research versus Ruinsville. And it's cited in this book. We're going to get to that in a minute. Injunctive relief has been granted to restrain the chemical seeding of clouds. Why? Because it interferes with a property right, the reasonable expectation to a possibility that it may rain, or conversely, one could infer that it interferes with my property right, namely, the right to a possibility that I might be able to walk outside and breathe something other than chemtrail detritus. Which legal relation in the total bundle are most significant, important, and decisive cannot be given a uniform fixed determination. In other words, you've got this bundle of rights, with the axe buried in the middle of it, bound up with barbed wire. But which of this bundle is the most important? Which one takes preeminence? Which one prevails? Which one rules the day? Very difficult to determine. It cannot be given a uniform fixed determination. The relationship concept of the term property is used by the court as a tool to solve the particular problem before it. Whether particular relations are legally protected interests and called property, or the thangified concept of property, thangified, concept of property will depend upon the circumstances, the purpose and intention of the parties, and the results sought to be attained by the court. Remember, we talked the other day about legal fictions, where whatever it is that you say has the force and effect in law. It's a truth, as long as you never change your testimony. These legal fictions, these thangified things, ideas and thangs, thangified property. You step off of the land and sever all of your title rights and interest in that land. It's no longer property, it's just a thang. It's a thang over on the other side of the road. But as soon as you develop an interest in it, property rights, title rights, and interest, then it becomes property. Same thing with a watch, or camera, or a computer. It's this thangified concept of property. It depends upon the circumstances, the purpose, and the intention of the parties, and the results sought to be obtained by the court. Thus, in construing statutes involving crimes and tort liability, the court may emphasize a thangified concept of property. A thangified, not my words, my friends, they're teaching law here. Quote unquote, thangified concept of property. In our technological and complex society, notice at this time they weren't saying our ever increasingly complex society, but even the 1970s, they're talking about technological and complex society to whom? To those about to graduate out of law school, already 40 years ahead of the technocracy that's being discussed and bandied about now. Finally, the Comtean technocracy, the Saint-Simonian technocracy now being bantied about on internet radio. Only took 40 years to get into wide circulation, but here, taught, right, in the law school 40 years ago. In our technological and complex society, new relationships are continually being established and asserted, which demand protection. When these new relationships are given judicial protection, they become legal interests or property. Things to think about, things to ponder on this Friday as we move into the weekend. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And returning once again to our concept of property, again, learning right out of a textbook, folks. That's what we do around here, this internet homeschool classroom. We go right to the books and get the black and white in our eyes, as Hal Anthony loves to say, and I emulate him when I say it. I like that common sense point of view, putting the black and white in our eyes, where we find, right out of this textbook, in our technological and complex society, new relationships are continually being established and asserted which demand protection. Well, there's protection on every side. This, out of Agenda 21, Earth Summit, Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio, 1992. In the foreword, Maurice Strong writes these words: humanity today is in the midst of a profound civilizational change. There are signs of it everywhere. For thousands of dedicated people who were involved in that extraordinary event at Rio a year ago, indeed for all the people of the globe, they are exhilarating, uplifting signs. And it continues. But what we're talking about here is this concept of our technological and complex society, where new relationships are continually being established and asserted. Here again, out of the introduction, Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development Worldwide, the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, and the Statement of Principles for the Sustainable Management of Forests were adopted by more than 178 governments at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, known as the Earth Summit, held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, from the 3rd to the 14th of June of 1992. And these fulfill the mandate given to the conference by the United Nations General Assembly when in 1989 it called for a global meeting to devise integrated strategies that would halt and reverse the negative impact of human behavior on the physical environment and promote environmentally sustainable economic development in all countries. The agreements, which were negotiated over 2.5 years leading up to the summit and finalized in Rio, are presented here in final form. The agreements, a comprehensive blueprint for action to be taken globally. And once again, in our technological and complex society, new relationships are continually being established and asserted which demand protection. And who will your advocate be, if not yourself? There are new relationships continually being established between Juan Carlos of Spain, King of all the holy places in Jerusalem, and Barry the Usurper, the United States of America. And a new ambassador is winging on his way to Syria. And new warships sailing this morning on the Persian Gulf, and more coming behind it, deployed by Iran. And who will be your advocate? Who will speak for you? All of these new relationships are given judicial protection. They become legal interests or property. Amitazioni. Communitarian law, rights over your property that you're not even aware of, held by the governments and governance and governing councils. Soviets in all of the several counties, in all of the several states, and in all of the towns where ICLEI has come to roost, and you have a local Agenda 21 program of action, a vision statement, and a counsel working right on top of you that you might not even be aware of, altering your relationship with property. For example, in advertising and marketing, when ideas expressed in word, form, shapes, or modes of packaging acquire an economic value, the right to use and exploit such ideas become a property interest protected by the courts, as do my very words, my original thinking. Every news article we share comes along with its own bundle of title rights and interests. The right to exclude others from the use of collected news items. Nothing new about this. The rebroadcasting of radio and television programs. The right to have unimpaired the rain potential of clouds over one's land, and the privilege of unhampered entrance to and from the street by an abutting landowner are illustrations of newly created property interests, title rights, and interest in your property. The courts are frequently called upon to rule as to whether or not a given situation gives rise to property rights. Continuing a new section here, property in a legal format, in the legal environment, I should say. The foregoing, and again, the use of the word environment, you know, environment, environment, always environment. Look it up in the dictionary sometime. Follow up with that in encyclopedias, even if no better than Wiki is available to you. Look up environment and find out more about it. It's gone through quite an obfuscation. The logical positivist syntacticians have turned the concept of environment into nothing more than a language game. It's a symbol in a game. The foregoing discussion of the concepts of property must be considered in their proper perspective. They are simply the tools used by the courts in arriving at decisions when conflicting claims regarding land and things are brought before them. Again, simply tools. These are words. These are constructs. All of the various and sundry niche builders in this division of labor, pluralistic society that we live in, as we've said so many times before, they go up into the great sandstone wall of life. As soon as they have a little bit of specialized knowledge under their belt, maybe a special skill or a hidden or a secret mystery, and they carve out a little niche for themselves, they clamber up in their niche, they wall themselves in with language and skills, and then they hang out a shingle and sell it to the unsuspecting that walk by. The same happens with the courts. They look at all of these various and sundry bundles of rights, and duties. The concept of privileges and possessions. These are just tools used by the courts in arriving at decisions where conflicting claims regarding land and things are brought before them. And isn't that what the court really is for? When we have a dispute one with another, the Bible says, hey, go over to your neighbors and, you know, negotiate with them. Talk it out with your neighbor. If that doesn't do the trick, come back with two or three more guys from the neighborhood and really sit down and talk it out. And keep on talking it out. Settle this before and away from court. And if finally you have to go to court, then you negotiate with your neighbor all the way to the courtroom to resolve it before you get to the courtroom. And when you get to in front of the judge, you can appeal for arbitration so that you could go in a side room someplace and deal with this mano a mano. If you don't, and if you can't resolve the dispute, the court's going to decide. And remember, your choices do have consequences. You may not be happy with the decision of the court. It remains true that in common parlance, people think of property as being the thing itself rather than their relationships in connection with the thing. This just underlines and underwrites the wisdom of Andrew J. Galambos when he says that property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. Not the thing. People think of property as being the thing. They think of property as being the automobile or the the water filter or the meat grinder or the lamp or the table or the chair or the automobile or the driveway and all of these things. But these are relationships. And that's the way the court looks at them as well. Thus, when a businessman states that he owns his business, he's conveying the notion that the building, the furniture and the fixtures, the delivery equipment and the inventory belong to him in total. He regards these things as his property. Well, find out a little bit more about that on the other side of this break. We're going to go into case law. Stay with us.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, referring to this section in this legal textbook here, again, that we're looking at the Dillevaux and Howard's Principles of Business Law, the 9th edition. Not that this is the gospel according to Luke or anything like that, but this is certainly a textbook that was used, widely circulated and used, updated many times. You can still find copies of this if you want up on Amazon. I've checked it out. I've found other copies available. This is a textbook that was used to teach business law. Young men and young women coming out of college back in the 70s with this under their belt, embarking upon careers in law. These are things that we like to do in our little internet homeschool classroom, is gather up textbooks. and other books and reference materials and dictionaries and grammar studies and all these various and sundries so that maybe we could reconnect with that which was taken away from us at this very time period. Where we can teach ourselves how to think as opposed to what to think one more time. And then perhaps share this with others. But back to our study, the concept of property, in my opinion, misplaced at the end of this text instead of at the beginning of the text. But at least he ends on the note of property, as opposed to just burying it someplace in the middle of the thing. But the property owner, again, the businessman, regards his fixtures and equipment and inventory belonging to him as his property. And it's necessary to give recognition to the thingified concept and to recognize that the word property is often used loosely, personal property, real property, without spelling out its true significance. And don't you have a tax statement? I know I do. Where I'm taxed endlessly, repeatedly, for the things that I have. Personal property. My title rights and interest in my car, my tractor, my cattle, their offspring, the chickens, the hens, the eggs, everything taxed and taxed and taxed as if the state was a partner in my private life, my personal life, and taxing on my property. What is the incentive of a man to put an addition on the side of your house if your taxes go up? Why bother painting it? Why mow the lawn? Why clip the bushes? Why not concentrate all of your attention on the interior of the house, put up your big screen TV and a lazy boy and just say, to hell with the county and to hell with the state. Let them think I'm living in a hovel. I'll gold plate my floors before I'll ever paint the house. You see, it's the wrong idea. It's another one of these Keynesian false models. The wrong direction. It penalizes you for your prosperity. Wrong-headedness. A true understanding of the law relating to business transactions requires an understanding of what lies behind the commonly used word. It is particularly important to recognize that property encompasses much more than physical things, that contract rights and other intangibles are property, and that more than one person may have interests in the same property. The law is flexible and is constantly in the process of change and development as new social, economic, and business needs arise. And it's out of this mindset, and really, honestly, even in the studies I've made back as early as 1895, the idea of the Constitution as being a living document was already spoken of widely. Our founders were not so bereft in their understanding that times change that they didn't provide for a method of amendment, a legal, lawful, and orderly way to keep the document in context with the people living. But because it's rather slow and clumsy, the American Bankers Association, after they set up the American Bar Association, created this Uniform Law Commission, ostensibly and from their own works, their own writings, to do end runs around these pesky constitutions through the use of model codes and model acts. Acts. Like axes. Change. Change. Law. Outside of the context, extra-constitutional changes. But again, they say that the law is flexible and is constantly in the process of change and development as new social, economic, and business needs arise. It can change so rapidly that none of us can keep up with it. In every session of the Congress, the 111th and et cetera, none being any different, no matter who's in charge, law has been changing so rapidly in my life that there's just no way I can keep up with it. I can't even afford to download all of the laws that get passed and read them. Thousands and thousands and thousands of statutes pages. Also, the concept of property is an expanding one, and the development of new techniques in business and technological changes may result in new concepts of property as yet not conceived in the mind of man. And there's truth in that. Who in any of these law classes in 1970 could envision the technology requisite for me to be talking to people all over the United States and around the world via both voice over internet protocol and terrestrial radio that picks this signal up off the internet? None, I would guess. And all of that becomes property and property rights and property interests. And all of this needs to be included in law and discussion of law. Why? Because disputes happen, as they say, politely. Tempus fugit. Time passes. Time, things change. Interests change. Now, as I said before, the break, one of the reasons why I value this textbook and immediately nabbed it up at the flea market for a pittance of what it originally cost and what it would cost to get today, although there are some as cheap as a dollar or so. They're probably in dreadful condition. This book, however, is very resilient. This book is exceedingly well bound. And for 1,189 pages that it is, even here on page 995, when you open it up, it's so well bound that unlike modern books today where you need to have fishing weights and steam irons and everything else to hold the pages open, this one, you just open it to the page you want to look at and it lies there for you so that you can read it. And here I'm going to read now. One of the things I value about this book is that it presents case law to back up commentary on the various parts of the Uniform Commercial Code that have been taught and exposed in the process of writing this book so that you don't have to go out on the internet and go to Cornell Law or other places and try and find examples in law to back up what has been said in the book. And as we went through this particular section, if you'll recall, we talked about this property right in a thing as regards to a reasonable expectation for rain. Well, here's the law on this. This is the case. Southwest Weather Research versus Rounsaville. R-O-U-N-S-A-V-I-L-L-E. Southwest Weather Research versus Rounsaville. And this is Texas. And then it gives a citation, 320 SW 2D, that's second, 211, parenthetically, text, 1958. So you could go to a law library and find this yourself. If you could just put it into the browser, if it went by too fast, go back, listen to the archive. But this is what it reads, how it reads. Per curiam, this is an appeal from an injunction. Now, again, this is a decision of court. This is the kind of stuff you pay the big money to get. This is an appeal from an injunction issued by the 83rd District Court, Jeff Davis County, Texas, which said injunction commands the appellants, quote, to refrain from seeding the clouds by artificial nucleation or otherwise, and from in any other manner or way interfering with the clouds and the natural conditions of the air, sky, atmosphere, and airspace over plaintiff's land in the area of plaintiff's lands to in any manner, degree, or effect, control, or modify the weather conditions on or about said lands, dot, 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 close quote. An injunction. This is an appeal, I guess. This is an appeal from this injunction. Maybe we should talk about synchronicity. Maybe I should throw out Hannah Montana here. Talk about chemtrails. But as I've stated in the past, there's nothing new about this idea of cloud seeding. There's nothing new about this idea of weather wars. There's nothing new about it. It's very, very old. It's been with us ever since we had the capacity to do it, friends. Well, pick it up right there on the other side. Stay with us.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we've returned once again, and we're looking at a little bit of case law here. This is judge-made law. This is stare decisis. This is the idea of common law. This is how activist judges, you know, legislate from the bench and so on and so forth. This is the obfuscation, if you will, of the separation of powers doctrine and so on and so forth. But it is the world we live in. Appellees, this is the Southwest Weather Research versus Ruinsville or Rowansville. The appellees, those that were appealing, the appellees are ranchmen residing in West Texas counties, and appellants are the owners and the operators of certain airplanes and equipment generally used in what they call a, quote, weather modification program, and those who contracted and arranged for their services. 1958, my friends, Texas. And when you're reading this stuff, remember, they're creating law. They're being as precise in their use of words as they possibly can, these justices, these judges. Because they know that other court cases will be based upon their decisions. That others like us listening this morning will refer back to these documents over and over and over again. Judge-made law. Stare decisis. It is not disputed that appellants did operate their airplanes at various times over portions of lands belonging to the appellees for the purpose of and while engaged in what is commonly called, quote-unquote, cloud seeding. Appellants do not deny having done this and testified through the president of the company that the operation would continue unless restrained. He stated, quote, "We seeded the clouds to attempt to suppress the hail," close quote. The controversy is really over appellant's right to seed clouds or otherwise modify weather condition over appellee's property. We have carefully considered the voluminous record and exhibits that were admitted in evidence and have concluded that the trial court had ample evidence on which to base his findings and with which to justify the issuance of an injunction. Appellants maintain that the appellees have no right to prevent them from flying over the appellee's lands, that no one owns the clouds unless it be the state, and that the trial court was without legal right to restrain appellants from pursuing a lawful occupation. Also, that the injunction is too broad in its terms. Now, I might add in quickly that it has been a long-held understanding that from the center of the earth right straight up through your property corners and on upwards into the atmosphere is land that you have title rights and interest to when you have the deed or grant. So it's a rightful question here to question who owns the cloud above my head, who owns the air over my house, who owns the light in the air. These are really ancient discussions. Appellees urge here that the owner of land also owns in connection therewith certain so-called quote-unquote natural rights. My God, in a court case, natural rights. And cites us the following quotation from Chief Justice Nelson Phillips, quote, "Property in a thing consists not merely in its ownership and possession, but in the unrestricted right of use, enjoyment, and disposal. Anything which destroys any of these elements of property to that extent destroys the property itself. The substantial value of property lies in its use. If the right of use be denied, the value of the property is annihilated and ownership is rendered a barren right. The very essence of American constitutions is that the material rights of no man shall be subject to the mere will of another." If you missed the citation given earlier when we started this, check the archives. You might want to have a copy of this one folded up and in your briefcase. In volume 34, Marquette Law Review, at page 275, this is said, "Considering the property right of every man to the use and enjoyment of his land, and considering the profound effect which natural rainfall has upon the realization of this right, it would appear that the benefits of natural rainfall should come within the scope of judicial protection, and a duty should be imposed on adjoining landowners not to interfere therewith." What about chemtrails? How do they fit into this legal issue? How do creating weather events, inclement ice storms, etc., fit into this under the hazard mitigation planning system? Continuing, back to the case here. In the Stanford Law Review, November 1948, Volume 1, in an article entitled, "Who Owns the Clouds?" the following statement occurs. "The landowner does have right in the water in the clouds. However, the basis for these rights is the common law doctrine of natural rights." Oh my God, gasp. Now we're talking about the common law and natural rights in a court of law in the United States of America. Literally, quote, "The term natural rights," close quote, "is well chosen. These rights protect the landowner's use of his land in its natural condition. All forms of natural precipitation should be elements of the natural condition of the land. Precipitation, like air, oxygen, sunlight, and the soil itself, is an essential to many reasonable uses of the land. The plant and animal life on the land are both ultimately dependent upon rainfall. To the extent that rain is important to the use of land, the landowner should be entitled to the natural rainfall. How does that fly in the face of Al Gore and the green weenies that would restrict you from and keep you from capturing rainwater in a barrel for your own use? In California Law Review, December of 1957, Volume 45, Number 5, in an article, quote, weather modification, are found the following statements. Quote, what are the rights of the landowner or public body to natural rainfall? It has been suggested that the right to receive rainfall is one of those natural rights which is inherent in the full use of land from the fact of its natural contact with moisture in the air. Quote, any use of such air or space by others which is injurious to his land or which constitutes an actual interference with his possession or his beneficial use thereof would be a trespass for which he would have remedy. Close quote. Hinman versus Pacific Air Transport, 9th Circuit, 83 F2D, 755 and 758 for the legal beagles out there that want to search that one up. We're running out of time. I'm going to have to hurry. Appellees call our attention to various authorities that hold that although the old ad coelum doctrine has given way to the reality of present-day conditions, an unreasonable and improper use of the airspace over the owner's land can constitute a trespass. Other cases apparently hold that the landowner, while not owning or controlling the entire airspace over his property, is entitled to protection against improper or unreasonable use thereof or entrance thereupon. We believe that under our system of government, the landowner is entitled to such precipitation as nature designs to bestow. We believe that the landowner is entitled, therefore and thereby, to such rainfall as may come from clouds over his own property that nature in her caprice may provide. It follows, therefore, that this enjoyment or entitlement to the benefits of nature should be protected by the courts if interfered with improperly and unlawfully. And the court decides in favor of the appellee. How does that stack up with chemtrails, my friends? Are we being trespassed against? A operates a dairy farm. It's another valuable thing about this textbook is that it has questions, review questions, and problems for you to figure out in addition to the ones already discussed. A operates a dairy farm. Fumes from a nearby smelter permeate the air and cause A's pasture to become tainted with chemicals. As a result, the milk produced by his cows is not marketable. Have A's property rights been violated? Does he have any legal remedy? There's much to be learned from these old textbooks, and I hope you appreciate and understand why I bring them to the airwaves. I really thank you for listening today. I hope you'll have a good weekend. Think about Joe Stack. Some people stand up, some people stay seated. We'll be back again on Monday. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.